this week on Radio Tadaman.
نحن هون مثل الصرصور ما بيقعد قعدتنا وبنقول الحمد لله بدنا نرجع على بلدنا ما بدنا نتوطن ولا باي بلد عربي نطلع نحن.
The kidnapped Israeli soldier was not captured from his home. He was captured from his military base. We deserve to fight for our rights too and take prisoners of war. Our children deserve to live in peace as well.
Israeli troops entered southern Lebanon after members of Hezbollah captured two soldiers from the Israeli-occupied area of Lebanon called Shabah Farms. Hours later, the Israeli military conducted a heavy campaign of air attacks and armed strikes throughout Lebanon. An estimated 47 Lebanese civilians have died, while main national infrastructure, including bridges and highways, has been bombed. Israeli troops entered the south of the country for the first time since their forced withdrawal due to an indigenous armed resistance movement spearheaded by Hezbollah. Israel's attack on Lebanon comes 2 weeks after Palestinian fighters from the occupied territories captured an Israeli soldier, prompting an unrelenting military assault on the people of Gaza at the hands of the Israeli Defense Forces. The United Nations has condemned Israel's military attack on the Palestinian people in Gaza, calling it collective punishment. The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights is currently on his way to Gaza to investigate the, quote, disproportionate use of force against civilians. Human rights organizations operating in the occupied territories estimate that over 60 Palestinians have lost their lives and more than 200 have been wounded during this latest Israeli military incursion. This latest offensive is the largest military incursion into Gaza since Israel's unilateral withdrawal from the Gaza Strip last year. Upwards of 50 children have been wounded, according to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights operating in the Gaza Strip. In the last 2 weeks, Israeli military forces have arrested 7 governmental ministers of the Palestinian Authority, including the Palestinian Minister of Foreign Affairs. On June 28th, Israeli military planes destroyed the only major power plant in the Gaza Strip, which is responsible for supplying a large segment of electrical power to the estimated 1.4 million Palestinians of Gaza, known as one of the most densely populated areas in the world. As the death toll mounts in Gaza, how are Palestinian refugees living outside of the occupied territories reacting? This week, Radio Tadaman explores the implications of the Gaza invasion by featuring the voices of Palestinians living in and around Lebanon's capital, Beirut. You are listening to Radio Tadaman. Radio Tadaman is produced by Tadaman, a collective of social justice activists from Montreal, currently producing weekly audio reports from the Middle East. This episode of Radio Tadaman was produced by Mohamed Shublak, Dima Ayoub, Jackson Allers, and Stefan Christoff. For more information on Tadaman, visit tadaman.resist.ca. That's T-A-D-A-M-O-N. resist.ca. Lebanon is home to an estimated 400,000 Palestinian refugees, displaced through the creation of the State of Israel in 1948 and ongoing territorial expansion over the last 58 years. Many Palestinians in Lebanon live in densely populated refugee camps similar to those found in the occupied territories. refugee camps including Ain al-Halwi, bordering the southern Lebanese city of Saida, Nahr al-Barad, bordering the northern city of Tripoli, and Shatila camp in Beirut, site of the 1982 massacre, thousands of Palestinian civilians during the 15-year Lebanese Civil War. Palestinians in Lebanon live in legal limbo, without citizenship, and with no basic civil or social rights in the country. Over the last 58 years, Palestinians have been barred from working in Lebanon. Although poverty is widespread in Lebanon, with the official poverty rate bordering around 40%, unemployment rates in the Palestinian camps are as high as 80%, according to Amnesty International. Palestinians in Lebanon are an integral part of Lebanon's political puzzle, as the country attempts to reform itself after the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and the subsequent withdrawal of 15,000 Syrian troops from the country in April 2005. Radio Tadamon visited three Palestinian refugee camps in Beirut to survey the effects of the crisis in Gaza on the lives of Palestinians living there. Nohad Hamad is a coordinator of El Nejde Association, a women's organization in Shatila refugee camp. Tadamon visited the Nejde Center in Shatila on July 8th, after Israeli military forces widened their offensive in Gaza.
يعني بنفس اليوم اللي إسرائيل أعلنت الحرب على غزة وسمت إنه أمطار الصيف.
The same day that Israel declared war on Gaza and bombed the Ministry of Electricity, people in Shatila camp held actions and demonstrated. But the main issue here is that the Israeli incursion on Gaza took place at the same time as the World Cup. People around the world are distracted by the World Cup in the context of the Israeli invasion of Gaza. So there was not enough attention paid to Israel's declaration of war on the people of Gaza and the demolition that Israel is carrying out against them. Israel regrets its disengagement from Gaza, because it was a big loss for Israel. So now the Israeli state has attached itself to any reason to invade and regain full control over it. Moreover, the Israelis are aware of the vulnerability of the Arab world and know that we in the Middle East have a very weak media. The major reason that people are silent in the Arab world is that governments in the region do everything in their power to please the quote-unquote big boss, which is the US. The Arab governments are expected by the US to please their client state, that is Israel. The whole world is expected to kneel down to Israel.
That was Nohad Hamad of the El Nejde Association, a Palestinian women's NGO operating in the Shatila refugee camp of Beirut. Members of Tadamon sat with Nohad Hamad in her cramped office at the center of Shatila camp, next to a makeshift auto repair shop. Also in the office were other Palestinian women who assist in running El Nejde Center, which offers instructive courses for Palestinian youth, while also providing educational workshops for Palestinian women in the camp. It was the day before the World Cup final, and throughout Lebanon, street talk went back and forth between football and the Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip.
فلسطيني بالمخيمات لانه اصلا هو عم بيعاني من القهر بيعاني من الحرمان يعني اهم حق حقوق المدنية يعني مثلا الدولة اللبنانية ما عم تعطينا اياها انه واحد عايش اجى من فلسطين من 48 صار له 58 سنة عايش نفس عم بيعيش نفس المعاناة.
People in Shatila are doing everything in their power to rise up against the situation in Gaza, but social mobilization is tied to awareness, and there is a lack of awareness given that the major media coverage does not depict the realities in Gaza. For example, recently, we held a press conference here in the Shatila camp regarding the right to work for Palestinians in Lebanon. and barely any media agencies present to cover. Media agencies are much more concerned about who will cover the World Cup and not how many people die and how many homes are demolished each day in Gaza. Governments in the Arab world do not represent the people because these same governments oppress and leave the people powerless. Also, people are living in constant fear in face of the war on terror, and this is a major reason why people in the larger Arab world are not rising up against the situation in Gaza. Also, the media is eclipsing the situation, so people don't have a clear idea about what is happening on the ground. People in Shatila and their solidarity with people in Gaza. People in Shatila know very well what the people in Gaza are currently experiencing because we endured similar conditions during the Israeli invasion of Sabra and Shatila in 1982. We understand the feeling of losing our children and having our homes demolished. We understand how hard it is today for people in Gaza. I think that people internationally defend the sovereignty of their own countries and could care less about the well-being of Palestinians. Palestinians in the camps today are enduring the same hardships as Palestinians in Gaza. We are living in destitution as well. Here in Lebanon, we don't have the right to work or any civil rights. We've been in this camp since 1948 and have endured the same dreadful conditions for 58 years with no major changes in our terrible situation.
عايش وعم بناضل وعم بكافح بس ليصير عنده حق انه يشتغل اكثر من هيك انه يشتغل يشم هوا يقعد قاعده نظيفه ما في حدا عم بسمع ما في حدا عم يعني ما بعرف.
At the Nejdi office in Shatila refugee camp, Tadaman spoke with Miriam Beydoun, a Palestinian volunteering with Nejdi as an English language and music teacher for young Palestinians in the camp. Miriam offers her perspective on the current siege in Gaza from the center of Shatila camp.
Well, the issue in Gaza, of course, affects all Palestinians in the West Bank, which is where my family are based. All repercussions happen. The whole society is very tense because of the guard withdrawal to begin with, and now, of course, what's happened with the kidnapped soldier makes Palestinians very tense because they see that the Israelis now can do whatever they want, even though originally the idea was the withdrawal of Gaza. Of course, that was futile because everyone knows that they still exert absolute control over Gaza. And so whether they withdraw from the West Bank or not, Palestinians know the Israeli presence will always be there. The situation, it seems to be absolutely getting worse than I've ever seen it before. They're going in and they're mobilizing their tanks, and effectively it could be an all-out war, which would mean a disaster for the Palestinian people who have no military power at all. And it's dividing the people within Gaza. Some people, you know, Hamas, I've heard that are trying to mobilize all the military force they have to fight the Israelis, which will do nothing in my opinion because they have no power at all. And then you have the people in Gaza, which is an intensely highly populated place. And there's no way you can separate the military fight from affecting the civilians. So it means a great deal for many who have family in Gaza. There's no way that their family are going to escape it. And for the people in Lebanon, it seems to be an incredibly important issue. It seems to be headlines every day on the news, in the newspapers. People are talking about it at my university, which is basically at the moment for Westerners with Arab connections, Lebanese connections. They're talking about it. They all seem to be worried just because it seems to be one of the strongest signs of military force from the Israelis that's happened for quite some time since the beginning of the Intifada. I mean, we all know that the situation has never been improving for the Palestinians. I mean, the wall has been being built continuously. There have been settlements being built. Everyone thought that the withdrawal would be a sign of hope, that maybe this would mean the Israelis would maybe relax their control over Palestine. They might be able to start having a viable economy in the Gaza Strip, maybe with links to the West Bank. But of course, we know that's not going to happen because there's no access to the air, no access to the sea. And the Israeli army controls exits and entries from Gaza. And now, with this incursion into Gaza, there's absolutely no movement, so the economy is going to collapse effectively. There's going to be no opportunity for the Palestinians in Gaza to build up an economy, to be able to make themselves a home, a life in the Gaza Strip. It's just not going to happen.
The response on the world stage has been minimal, although the US and European Union have issued statements for Israel to be, quote, restrained in military action, while stopping short of outright condemnation. Governments in the Middle East have strongly criticized Israel's military actions in the Gaza Strip, while regional governments who maintain official political relations with the State of Israel, including Jordan and Egypt, have attempted to play the role of political mediators. The main demand of the Palestinian factions holding the soldier is the release of all of the nearly 100 women prisoners and the approximately 400 children under the age of 18 being held in Israeli jails. According to Suhel El Natour, a spokesperson for the DFLP, Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine in Lebanon, the Arab world's response to the Gaza offensive has failed to meet the expectations of Palestinians.
The problem of the withdrawal, which was given as an impression that the Israelis withdrew from Gaza, and this is a very big step supposedly to the peace, is demonstrated this time illusionary. The continuous attacks, whether by bombs, by artillery, by shells of tanks, which killed a lot of the Palestinians, approximately 10 people daily on an average. And the last catastrophe on the northern beach of Gaza, and the attacks, even the targeted killing by airplanes, it's creating a climate that we are weakened to the level that even Arabs are not protesting about the daily killing of the Palestinians done by the Israeli occupation forces, and the whole world and the Europeans trying to be busy on the election of Hamas and the boycott of the Palestinians. So the Israelis are continuing to destroy our society, to destroy the infrastructure of our Gaza area, and killing the people. At the same time, the Americans and EU joined the Americans under the pretext of boycott of Hamas. It was suffocating economically the Palestinians completely and pushing them to hunger. And after that, everyone is asking, please be docile. Keep the peace for the Israeli occupation and let the Israeli settler colonialists live in peace on your land without any prospect for a political solution to get rid of the occupation. I think no one has a little bit of reason can accept this. And the operation which was made by some Palestinian commandos against a military base, which is the reason of the continuity of killing the Palestinians. We lost at least 15 kids every month by the killing and the snipers and the shells of the Israelis targeted on small kids, whether in schools, whether in their houses, whether in the small streets or the yards of play. And everyone was silent about it. And some Americans, when we ask them, they say all the time as politicians that Israel has the right to protect itself. Okay, the Palestinians also have the right to protect themselves. And the protection is to get rid of the Israeli occupation army. That includes making military operations against this army, which is not abiding by the international law to withdraw from our land and to allow the creation of an independent state.
Tadaman visited Natour, author, lawyer, and political activist, at the Palestinian Human Rights Protection Center, where he works at Maralias refugee camp in Beirut. Natour outlined the crisis in Gaza from the perspective of a Palestinian political organization which has engaged in armed struggle against the Israeli state. From Lebanon, you're watching the events unfold in Gaza, but maybe can you illustrate for us your perspective on the events taking place in Gaza from the refugee camps in Lebanon? Often the voices of these camps are neglected in the political context of viewing the conditions of occupation currently in the Gaza Strip and West Bank.
Well, generally, Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, who suffered a lot by the fluctuating situation of the political military climate in the Middle East since the occupation of Palestine, I think these Palestinians, they see that their future is more or less linked to the future of the struggle of their brothers in Gaza and in the West Bank. It's true that they don't have complete faith that any settlement of the problem by creating independent state in West Bank and Gaza will automatically solve the problem of refugees. No, they don't have this illusion. But they know that if there is no independent state, the suffering of all parts of the Palestinian people will be much more worse, and it could lead to the dissipation and the distribution of these people all over the world and in very bad conditions. And every Palestinian is watching TV day by night, in his work or in his daily life. The talks in the camps is concentrating on what's going on and how can we help our brothers in Gaza to be protected and not to pay the heavy price of the huge arms of destruction by the Israeli occupation forces. And the Palestinians in Lebanon in the camps are very worried. And their movement is linked about now beginning of expressing their refusal of the attacks and of the mutism and the silence of every Arab regime and international community allowing Israel to do everything.
Shadi Fada, a Palestinian refugee from Lebanon, is an independent Palestinian journalist who maintains the news service Today in Palestine. It is among the most viewed websites for people looking for news about events within the occupied territories. Radio Tadalmon spoke with Fada at Boja Brashni refugee camp in the south of Lebanon's capital, Beirut.
It's very hard to accept that the Israelis can go above the law. It can do whatever it wants, whenever it wants, and no one will comment because the United States accepts what they are doing. And it's very sad to accept it the way it's going on, the way the people are living hungry because no food is entering, the power is being cut by Israeli invasion. They bombarded the electricity power supply. As a Palestinian in Lebanon, I feel myself Palestinian first. I see the view, what's happening inside Palestine. We are Palestinians, first and last. We are Palestinian. Under so-called international law, we have the right to return to our homes, which are in Palestine. And same is the case for Palestinian refugees in Gaza Strip. Because Gaza Strip is majority is refugees who also have right to return to their homes inside Palestine. So we are like one, just in two different geographic places. Similarly, when in 82 the Israel invaded Lebanon, I don't think that Palestinians in Gaza didn't look at it and didn't care about the Palestinians inside Lebanon. Same is the case today. For people to understand the cause, to work for solving, they have to know about it. By now, most of people in the West don't know about it. You can see 99% of the media are saying that the invasion is following the Palestinian kidnapping of a soldier. Okay. That's what most of the media mentions. But everybody forgot that in last month, around 60 Palestinians in Gaza Strip were killed, were murdered by Israeli occupation forces. Nobody mentioned that. Nobody is mentioning in the last couple of days the Gaza family that was killed by Israeli rocket. So we need more fair media, more justice to be brought, which is, I guess, what people would demand if they get the real picture of the cause.
Given Israel's stance of refusing to negotiate with groups it labels as terror organizations, namely Hezbollah and the Hamas-led democratically elected Palestinian government, what will be the fate of Palestinians living in the occupied territories and in Lebanon, who now must wait to see how the world will mediate? to quell hostilities in both the Gaza Strip and in southern Lebanon. One thing is for certain, the streets of Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon are alive with debate, as the situation is not likely to resolve in the near future. You have been listening to Radio Tadaman, produced by Tadaman, a collective of social justice activists from Montreal working to build solidarity with movements for social and economic justice in Lebanon. For more information on Tadaman, visit tadaman.resist.ca. That's tadamon.resist.ca. Radio Tadaman is broadcast on CKUT Radio in Montreal, Quebec, CJTR Radio in Regina, Saskatchewan, CIRO Radio in Kelowna, British Columbia, CKXU Radio in Lethbridge, Alberta, CJSF Radio at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, British Columbia, CJMP Jump Radio in Powell River, British Columbia, CJMA Radio in Sackville, New Brunswick, CJLY Kootenai Cooperative Radio in Nelson, British Columbia, CFBU Radio at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario, Freck Campus Radio in Oshawa, Ontario, CJSW Radio in Calgary, Alberta, CILU Radio in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CFCR Radio in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, CJSR Radio in Edmonton, Alberta, CKLN Radio in Toronto, Ontario, and Cooperative Radio in Vancouver. Radio Tadaman is also produced for podcast through the Rabble Radio Network and internet distribution through the Electronic Intifada and the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters. For more information on Tadaman, visit tadaman.resist.ca. That's tadamon.resist.ca.